I'd like to ask you to open your Bibles and follow me as I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 6, follow me as I'm going to read. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of the Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Amen. You see, the story of the wise men visiting Christ's child was quite an astonishing one and quite an interesting one. These people began a long and very long road and a very long trip to Israel simply because they spotted a certain star in the sky alerting them about the birth of the King of Israel. It's very interesting that they traveled for several months, some people say more than a year, just because they wanted to see and they wanted to meet Christ's child in person. And I believe this story that I've just told you, I've just read to you, is meant to be not only a story meant to entertain us, but also a story to help us and teach us something very important about seeking Christ. When I first read this passage, I was wondering, what if instead of the wise men, there would have been wise women? Would have been something different in this passage? And I think there would have been something different. First of all, I think the wise women would have asked for directions before they would have arrived in Jerusalem and then alert the great and evil King Herod. Secondly, if they were women, wise women, they would have made it on time, just ready to help delivering the child. Third, I think if they would have been wise women, they would have brought, instead of gold, myrrh, and incense, they would have brought something more practical and useful for the birth of the child. For instance, some casseroles with food for 1 week, some diapers, isn't it? That's what you need for a child. And some baby wipes to clean the baby and keep everything clean in the stable. More than that, I think if they would have been wise women, there would have been peace on the earth. But still, the Bible tells us that they were wise men. And if we look at this passage, I think there is a very important lesson that this text teaches us. And I think this lesson, this principle, this idea, this very important lesson that we can learn from this passage is that God makes every effort, to reach every person which is far or who is far from Him. God makes every effort to reach every person who is far from Him. And I think this is a very, very important lesson, because if we are looking at this passage, we see that God used a certain star to reach pagan, Gentile, magician, astrologers that came right away from east part of the country. You see, the first time you read this about Magi in New Testament is this passage when they arrive in Jerusalem. There are some other passages that talk about them, especially in Daniel, but we learn a few things from them. But here, the text, the first encounter with Magi in New Testament is this passage. And if you read, when you first read about them, look what the Bible says. Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and we have come to worship him." You see what I like about these Magi? They came with a certain mission: to find the king and then to worship him. To find the king and then worship him. And what I find really interesting about this story is, what do these wise men teach us about God? That God makes every effort to reach every person who is far from him. Now, if you look at this passage, this story seems very simple. But once you try to unveil the parts of the story and you look for clues and look for details, this story seems just amazing. First of all, think about this. These wise men weren't Jews. They were Gentiles. And remember that among those days, among the Jews, during those days, Jews thought that the Messiah would come for them in their country, to bring freedom from the Roman oppressors, to deliver them spiritually. The Messiah should come only for them, and all the Jews thought that. Do you remember when Jesus Christ gathered a bunch of people, 12, most of them were Jews. And they thought the salvation, the Messiah, is going to be only for them. And there you read in this passage that God used a certain signal, a star in the sky, to let all the people know that salvation is not only for Jews, but is for Gentiles and is for everybody. Secondly, these wise men didn't share the Jews' religion. They weren't Jews. They were, if you look at them, they share a religion, a very interesting religion. They were, you see, the wise men, the magi in those times were a mixture of scientists and cultic astrologers. They studied astrology and magic and mixtures of these areas. And, you know, magic in those times was forbidden by God to be practiced by the people of God. And still, if you look at this passage, the Bible tells us that he used a certain star to let them know that salvation came. And do you know what we learn from this passage? That God never abandons anybody. Our God is close to every person. He's never far from anybody. God is able and is ready to reach a pagan. And God is going to do anything to reach every person who is far from him. You see, God never gives up on anyone. God tries to reach every person. And even though God in those times said that astrology was forbidden, still God used a certain star. You know why? Because God wanted to speak their language in order to reach them. And this is what I like about God. You see, we sometimes are annoyed. We sometimes look around ourselves and ask, why don't people come to the church? But remember that the people that are out of the church, they don't speak the language of the church. The people that are out of the church, they don't know what's going on in the church. The people that are out of the church, they haven't been raised in the church. There are so many things that are unfamiliar with. And if you look in the Bible, you'll see that God, in order to speak our language, that's why he came on our earth. He took a human body. He talked with us. He ate with us. He spoke our language. He tried and he tried to understand the culture through our eyes in order to tell us that we need him and we need his salvation. He made himself humble so he could speak our language, so we could understand that we need to seek him and we need his salvation. So I think that God expects from each one of us this morning to do the same. God calls us to look around. God calls us to speak the language of the people who are around, who have around. And more than that, I think doing this, God never asks us to violate our principles. And God always expects us to respect His principles and His commandments. But still, God asks us to speak the language of the people who don't know Jesus Christ. And by doing what Jesus Christ did, to share God's love. So maybe this morning, there is somebody who thinks that God is far away. God is not concerned with his problems. There might be some people among us this morning who think they're so deep that never and nobody could get them up from that pit. Maybe some of us think that God is so busy with the important issues of this world, ending wars, curing AIDS and cancer and so on. And you think that God is not concerned about your struggles and your problems. You are wrong. Because God really cares for you. Because God makes every effort to reach every person. If you are in this case, and it's your name, if that your name is on that list, God will make everything to bring you hope and salvation for this world and for the world is to come. So my calling to you this morning is come, talk to Him, repent, believe Him, and go with Him every day, because God is looking for the unsaved. God is going to do anything using whatever means to reach you and to share Christ with you so you might have salvation. May God, the hope of the world, may God who bring joy, fill your hearts, fill our hearts this morning, and we may be happy for the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.